Waterbury was the first in the nation to sell the most Liberty Bonds during World War I. The Liberty Bond House, which originally sat on the Waterbury Green, was the main source of these bonds during World War I and continued into World War II. Christine Pitsley, project manager for the Remembering World War I project, gave a general idea of what Liberty Bonds actually were.
The Liberty loans were actually used to pay for the war. They were basically bonds that people and corporations would buy, and then at a time after the war, they would be paid back. You could turn in your bonds and get your money back with some interest. And that's how World War I was really paid for.
According to the article published in the Hartford Courant in 1918, slogans for Liberty Bonds were advertised on automobiles. If seen on an automobile, that person was most likely a member of the Waterbury Rotary Club. Pitsley discussed what the Rotary Club was.
Apparently the Rotary Club was a big deal in Waterbury as well. They were formed a year before the war started and really kind of found their footing during the war, running Liberty Loan campaigns, running Red Cross campaigns.
The Liberty Bond House, which sits at Hamilton Park, is one of the most historic pieces of Waterbury that is still intact.
It's on the corner of East Main Street and Silver Street. Okay. I've seen photographs of it and being used during World War II on the green. They used to have these huge bond rallies with thousands of people would be on the green buying bonds.
Michael Dooling is the archivist for the Matatuck Museum. Another name for Liberty Bonds was Liberty Loans, as used in the headline of a Hartford Current article from 1918. The bonds are still a heavy historic topic, especially in Waterbury, because of their significant role, and are remembered through the Liberty House, as well as the Cannon, a prize for being a top seller of Liberty Loans. Reporting from Waterbury, I'm Jared Klim.